Om Shanti. Today is Sunday, 8th of April 2018, the magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be a conqueror of sinful actions and save yourself from punishments in the land of Dharmaraj by being a knower of the deep philosophy of karma. The experience of punishment is said to be in the land of Dharmaraj, but it is not that the land of Dharmaraj is a separate place. In the final moment, the sins you have committed will come in front of you as what? In the final moments, the sins you have committed will come in front of you as sufferings, as disease, as punish. The sins you have committed will come in front of you as punishments, as bad sanskars, as Baba is saying, in the final moment, the sins you have committed will come in front of you as evil spirits in their fearful form. Those moments, those are the moments of repentance and disinterest. Even small sins will seem like evil spirits. There will be distress of repentance, and this is why, in order to save yourself from that feeling of punishment, be a knower of the deep philosophy of karma. Always perform elevated actions and become a conqueror of sinful actions. So today Baba is telling us to become Vikarmajit, to become the conqueror of sinful action. The experience of punishment will be in the land of Dharmaraja, but Dharmaraja land is not a separate land. In fact, the sins you have committed, they will come to you as evil spirits in their fearful forms, and those would be the moments of repentance and disinterest. So in fact, what is this land of Dharmaraj? It's not a separate land. It's not somebody as Dharmaraj sitting with staff or with that kajal. It is not a Dharmaraj who is sitting to whip you with his staff. In fact, it's a mental suffering, it's a mental anguish, it is the internal punishment. Those would be the moments of repentance, deep repentance, and you won't be able to do anything at that time. Fyodor Dostoevsky has written somewhere in his book Crime and Punishment, he said that it is the mental anguish, the mental anguish that results from memory of crime and fear of punishment, which is more dangerous than the crime itself. Somebody has committed some crime. Now the memory of that crime and the fear of that punishment that goes on and on and on and on and on for such a long time, even if the law will always take its course. But inside person is suffering, that mental anguish is there, and this is more dangerous, and the fear of punishment is there. Law has not punished you. You might have escaped from law by your political clout and other things, but inside person is suffering for a long time. That internal anguish and internal suffering goes on because there is a memory of the crime. The perpetrator of the crime has got that memory, and he doesn't, even if he has gone scot-free outside, but internal anguish is there. So Baba is telling us that there would be no separate land of Dharmaraja somewhere, but it is the mental anguish. It is the internal ill at ease nature which will torture or torment us. This is one thing. Second thing is, these all things will come to you as repentance, as evil spirits. There's a very beautiful book by R.C. Sproul, Assurance and Doubt. He's a pope. He was pope, and he wrote the story of one man. One bishop was there in one church, who was leading a surrendered life in one church. and he was very good, and he was very gifted person. He used to write different poems, hymns, psalms, praises of God, eulogies of God. And gradually, as he was continuing his surrendered life in church as a bishop, this person, Robert, he gradually developed disinterest in all the spiritual activities, whatever he was doing. And gradually, once his interest dwindled down, he started resorting to some other things, and gradually he was out of the church, and gradually he became an ordinary person. And not only that, he started committing some sins, some crime of serious nature, of corporeal nature, and he felt as if he has drifted away from God for a long time. Now he has no connection with God, no connectivity with above, and he was leading a very, very vicious life. And one day in Paris, this is a story from France, it was night, and there was a carriage, he was going in that, and there was a lady from Paris who was sitting with him, and she was a poet and she was an avid reader, and she was reading one poetry. That poetry was in fact a bhajan or a psalm of God, and as she was reading the poetry, this man was sitting beside her, and he asked him, "Can you explain me the meaning of this song of God?" And suddenly he realized that this is a song written by me long back, when I was leading my spiritual life, and where I have gone and where I have drifted away from God. And he says, "No, I can't, because this is written by me and I have gone away from God. The way is lost." So she says, "Read it again." It was written, "Thou font of blessings, O thou font of blessing, who is the fountain of all the blessings." And the third line was, "Thy unceasing mercy, the spring of thy unceasing mercy." She says, "You have written this. The springs, jharna, of unceasing, incessant mercy of God is still flowing now. Don't forget that. It is still flowing now in this night, here in the Paris. The God's mercy is flowing. And it is incessant." And suddenly he realizes, "Oh, what I have done." A great contrition, a spirit of repentance comes upon him, and he is again recommitted to Christ. This is a story which is described as repentance. At that moment he realizes that I have gone away from God. What was my spiritual life and where I have fallen down to this abysmal life? And suddenly again his spirit is regenerated. Again he regains energy, and again he comes back to God and that spiritual life. So if this is not done, Baba is saying, punishments will come to you as evil spirits. Those will be the moments of repentance. Even small sins, which you thought they are menial sins, which you thought they are very, very insignificant sins, but they were all breach of Srimat. That's why in today's Murli Baba said, Srimat is the wheel. Just as in the outside world they use skating, in the similar manner, this is a wheel. Srimat is the wheel that makes the speed of your skates fast. So you need to have this wheel. Have those wheels and then walk while talking with teachers in today's Murli. That will make your speed faster. That will be the real Sevadhari. You will be real Sevadhari. So here, the moment we drift away from Srimat, we start committing some or other blunders, sins, and then we have to repent. So this is the time of awakening. This is the time that God has come. And this is the time God has taught, is teaching us the highest of the teachings, which nobody has ever taught us. And in spite of that, if we do not follow, then the moments of repentance, paschata prayaschit, is waiting for us. There will be distress of repentance, and this is why, in order to save yourself from that feeling of punishment, be a knower of the deep philosophy of karma. What is the philosophy of karma? Know that deeply. What are karmic accounts? See, these are the different words they use. What is karmic account? What is karmic pardon? These are the different words. Karmic pardons, karmic account, karmic settlement. philosophy of karma, always perform elevated actions, because whatever we are performing, the thing, same thing will come back to us. Whatever we are doing, the same thing will come back to us. Whatever we are thinking, that same voice will resonate, echo and come back to us. The same reverberation and the ramifications would be not to your likings. That's why come back. That's why awaken yourself. That way come out of this slumber of plunder, of oblivion, of forgetfulness. Come back to Srimad. Only with this wheels of Srimad, your speed would be fast. The moment this, even if one wheel is not there, you won't be able to progress ahead. So, in order to save ourselves from this distress of repentance, this feeling of punishment, this emerging of evil spirits, this is for our own sake. Stop, repent, stop, think, stop, self-analyze, and find where I have gone amiss, which is the mistake. Right from the morn till dusk. In today's Murli, Baba said 6 things you have to do together with God. Walking with Him, doing any action with Him, eating with Him, drinking with Him, sleeping with Him, and getting up with Him. This is the life of scenes of pleasure, Moj. This is what is your Brahmin life is all about, where you do everything with God. The people in the world are not aware of who is He, what is He, where is He. They have no inkling about God, and you are having your life with Him. In Bible there is one statement: we live, we move, we have our being in Him. No power in the world can separate us from God. Nothing. Nor height nor depth. Nor life nor death. Nor nakedness. Nor any creature present or creatures to come. Nor angels nor principalities shall be able to separate us from love of God. For we are one in love with Him. Such deep spirit of love for God. To be with Him, in His company all the time. This is Brahmin life is all about. This is the life of Befikr Badshah. This is the life of an emperor. Even father says, I am so proud that you all are emperors here. This is the gathering of emperors. So when Baba is talking and telling us so elevated, lofty things about ourselves, and if we remain in slumber, then the result is this: punishments, repentance, grief, feeling of wrongdoing, aparadh bhav, guilt consciousness. You know, this is the most negative and most dangerous emotion, that I have committed wrong, that I have committed sin. Go to all the jails of the world, meet the prisoners there, you will see how contrite spirit, in what feelings they are living, they are moving. It was a mistake of just 10 minutes. They were overwhelmed by passion, and in that moment they committed a crime, and now they are repenting for the whole life. Meet those prisoners, study their lives, and you realize here also it is like that. Don't do anything that will lead to guilt consciousness. Even if the world doesn't know, we ourselves know. Recently, you know, in the news, there was a famous actor, Salman Khan. He was in news, you know. So one editor wrote a beautiful thing about him. He says, 20 years after poaching of bag bucks, he received punishment now. But it's too late, because 20 years he already received the punishment. For 20 years, how many egos he must have massaged, how many feet he must have fallen down, how many people he must have pleaded, so much court and so much distress of court and proceedings and dates after dates, so many things. So he has already received the punishment. What is the point of putting him in jail now? 20 years is not a small thing. 20 years is a very long time. 20 years he must have in that mental anguish, as that Fyodor Dostoevsky said. It is the mental anguish and the fear of punishment. So many 20 years he is constantly having that consternation, fear of being gone behind the bars. And he is living with it, with a smiling face, with an hectic activity outside. But, you know, this was going on within. So, anything, even if the world may not recognize or he will be out, that's a separate thing. He has already received it. Yeah, you learn from your mistake, let the guilt come, but you also come out of it. See, wrongdoing have two things. One is repentance. Repentance are of two times. One is a repentance, you keep on repenting whole life. Whole life you just keep on repenting. For example, there is an example of a Muslim saint. When he was not a saint, he was just an ordinary person. One day he learned that his whole area has been set on fire. So he runs fast and finds that, oh, my house is okay while rest of the houses are burning. And he feels, okay, oh, good. And then suddenly he realizes, is this what I am doing, namaz and everything, all the Muslim things? Where I am told to love my neighbors while the neighbor's house is burning and I am enjoying. He says, this was my mistake. And he kept repenting for this for 30 years. 30 years he was repenting for this one thing, why I thought like that at that moment. In one thing it is good, but another repentance is you have done evil, wrongdoing, learn from it and go ahead. Don't keep on repenting, Baba has said somewhere. Don't waste your time even in repentance. Repentance is a good thing, so long you learn from it and go ahead. Don't carry repentance for an unending period of time. No, learn from it and go ahead. So even if there is a wrongdoing, it's fine. Stop. Wait. Learn. Think. Rethink. Analyze. Retrospect. Introspect. Soul searching. Navel gazing. Do all these things and then go ahead. Don't carry that for a long time. Yes, Baba has said, if you want all the treasures recently in the Murli, the key is apply 3 dots. And the third dot is very important. Whatever that has happened, suppose this has happened in my life, I can't scratch, I cannot rub, I cannot even add anything there. The past is like that. This is a line, I can't shorten the light, I can't lengthen this line. The line will remain as it is. This is atit, this is past, I can't change it. But yes, I can learn from it and go ahead. Rather than repenting and rather than bemoaning and rather than crying and repenting, screaming about it, growling about it. This will not help. Learn. This has come to you for this destiny had given a chance to you to learn from it. Learn from it. Take a lesson, take a leaf from its page and go ahead. So this is what about today's Vadhan. Om Shanti.